Now, if I was to say in one word, very simply, what does satipatthana mean in English, the one word which I would use, it seems so simple that you wouldn't even think about it, but the one word that I would use is meditation. Okay? That's very simple, yeah? And yet, in its own way, it's a bit challenging. What I mean by that is that when the Buddha was talking about the way of practice, he discussed many different kinds of things. He didn't just talk about meditation as practice, yeah? He talked about, for example, keeping precepts, doing dana, living a life of contentment, living a life of restraint. All of these are parts of the way of practice that the Buddha taught, studying the Dhamma and all of these kinds of things. And, of course, none of those are meditation as such, okay? Of course, they're still part of the spiritual path, yeah? But when the Buddha was describing, there's this standard passage or description of the way of spiritual training, especially for the monks and nuns, and that we call the gradual training. And in that gradual training has these various kinds of things like keeping precepts and so on. And then after those, it says, monk has gone to the forest, to the root of a tree or to an empty place, sits down cross-legged, puts their body erect, and establishes mindfulness in front of them. Okay, so this is the first point which we should bear in mind. That moment of establishing mindfulness in front of you, okay, which we read about in the suttas, actually is the same word as the word satipatthana. Okay? Satipatthana just means the establishing of mindfulness. Okay? So in other words, when it says you sit down cross-legged, put your body erect and establish mindfulness, it means you sit down and you do satipatthana. And it obviously means do meditation in the normal sense of what we mean by formal meditation. Okay? This is a very kind of mundane conclusion. Yeah? It's very mundane in the sense that what I'm trying to suggest is that satipatthana is basically, practically speaking, is what you do every time you sit down to meditate. Okay? Or at least I say that is satipatthana, at least that's trying to do satipatthana, yeah? Whether you're actually doing it or not is a different thing. Okay, it's what you do when you sit down to try to meditate. So what is that? Actually, what do we do when we sit down to meditate, yeah? Like the way it's described in the text, you sit down cross-legged, put your body erect, and establish mindfulness. So there's an act there. There's an act of something that we do. We call up a sense of awareness, yeah? And we focus that. And it's that focusing of awareness, that act of almost like choosing. I'm going to pay attention to this, yeah? I'm going to pay attention to my breath, or I'm going to pay attention to the four elements, or I'm going to pay attention to whatever it may be. Many different kinds of meditations we can choose to do. But that act of deciding to choose to put one's awareness, focus one's awareness in that place and no other, this is, again, this is what I think satipatthana is. That's what it means. Now, through that act and that practice of focusing one's awareness in an appropriate way on an appropriate object, this is what leads to the abandoning of the hindrances. Okay? So, what I'd like to do now, I'll talk just a little bit more about satipatthana for a few more minutes, and then we'll do some short guided meditation, and I'll teach you some guided breath meditation. So rather than doing metta for this evening, like most evenings we'll be doing metta, but I'll do breath meditation because breath meditation actually is one of the meditations mentioned in the Satipatthana Sutta. And it actually is the same thing as satipatthana. So that's one thing also to bear in mind. Okay, a lot of people these days think that somehow breath meditation is one thing and satipatthana is another thing. Actually, that's not true at all. And, it's quite straightforward in the suttas that breath meditation is not separate from satipatthana. It is the main kind of meditation which comes under the umbrella of satipatthana. So satipatthana can be many different kinds of specific meditation objects. The most important one is breath meditation, anapanasati. Okay? So what do we do when we do breath meditation? Okay, like the sutta says, we've gone to the forest, a root of a tree, an empty place. Okay, well maybe it's a bit difficult to find the roots of trees around here in empty places. I'm staying at the moment. I'm staying in a monastery, Santi Forest Monastery, in New South Wales, in Australia. And we're very lucky because there we've got all those things we have. Yeah, we have forests, we have roots of trees, we have empty huts, we've got caves, we've got mountaintops, we've got we've even got a heap of straw. Yeah, that's one of the other things that says you go and meditate on a heap of straw. But actually, we just use the straw to put on the compost, so it's not the best place to meditate. But all of those things we have, and charnel ground we have, not actually in the monastery, but locally there's a cemetery. So we've got all of the classic places for meditation. We have, it's very good. But at the very least, yeah, we find a place that's, you know, quiet and peaceful that we can sit and meditate. So this room is a good place to meditate because it's quiet, it's peaceful, and it has a sense of spaciousness. So that's good. We get our body posture right, yeah? That doesn't mean we have to be kind of yoga experts or anything like that, but it just means we're sitting in a relatively relaxed and yet erect posture. So we pay attention to that and make sure that that's okay. Close your eyes. And then focus your mindfulness. Now in the sutta it has one of the things it says there is parimukhang sating upatthapettva, which they translate as establishing mindfulness in front. And this phrase in front, or parimukha, is one of these things that scholars like to keep arguing about. And some people say it means at the nose tip, because like when you're doing breath meditation, you're supposed to establish your mindfulness at the nose tip. And that's the interpretation that's given in the Abhidhamma. But the same phrase is used very frequently, and not always, to talk about breath meditation, often talking about many other kinds of meditation where you don't establish mindfulness at the nose tip. Actually, I think that, and it's also ungrammatical, isn't it? It should be locative. If any Pali scholars here, it should be parimukhe sating upatthapettva. If you establish mindfulness at something, it should be locative case. But it's in accusative case. I think it's describing the mindfulness itself. I think it's an adjective, meaning it's simply like very present mindfulness. Okay, so making your mindfulness very present. So there's like this, you know, if we relate that to our experience when we actually sit to meditate, yeah, there's this like feeling inside us that it feels as if like the mindfulness is established there. It has like this. It's somehow located in space, yeah? The mind is there, it's embodied, it's established in that place. And I think this is what this act of establishing mindfulness is about. Now, when we do breath meditation, we start out by placing our mind on that feeling, that physical feeling of the breath moving in and out, yeah? Breath moving in, breath moving out. That's just air, okay? That's just air. Moving in and out, moving in and out. And yet it's not just air as well, yeah? It's not just air because it's part of our whole bodily process, yeah? Our whole body is sitting here breathing. So when we say we become aware of that breathing, we're aware of this whole bodily process going in and going out, this rhythm that's actually totally fundamental to our life. Yeah, it's not just a bit of gas. Yeah, it's not just a mixture of nitrogen and oxygen and all of those things. It's actually what is sustaining our life from moment to moment. Yeah, we'll stop breathing just for a few minutes and then we'll die. Unless you've got very good samadhi, then we can last for a long time without breathing. But for most of us, so this is why this breath meditation is such a beautiful meditation, because it's so simple. Yeah, so simple, just that breath which is going in, the breath which is going out, that same breath which has been coming in and going out from the day you were born and will keep on coming in and going out until the day you die. The most ordinary, mundane thing, which is so ordinary that normally you never pay attention to it. Normally you never think twice about it. Okay, well, we watch that by using this satipatthana, using this way of applying the mind. So this phrase satipatthana, I think it refers to this like I think of it as like a quality of awareness, okay? The particular attitude of attention that you bring to that thing, yeah? So there's like a feeling where you're putting your mind up with this sense of delicacy and care, yeah, to be aware of that. It's that internal subjective quality that you bring to the meditation, and that's what makes it work. That's what transforms the breath from being just air coming in and air going out to being something which is actually going to transform your mind. Yeah, that's what makes that difference. It's the quality of awareness that you bring to the meditation. And of course, that's something that nobody can teach you. Yeah, that's something that a meditation teacher can't do for you. It's something you have to work out for yourself. You have to learn, what's that feeling? What does it actually feel like to pay attention in that, in just that way? Okay, so maybe for now we can actually do some breath meditation for the next 10 or 15 minutes or so, just to get a taste of what it feels like. And that will hopefully make the talk a bit more immediate, a bit more comprehensible. Okay, first we start, we sit, as the sutta tells us, with the body erect, the mind peaceful. Start with, we just notice the feelings in the body. If you have thoughts come into the mind, just note them, thinking. Don't be interested in them, don't follow them. If you had visions or pictures, your imagination coming into the mind, again, don't be interested in that. Just note it, thinking. Seeing. Whatever it is, if you hear sounds, just note that, hearing. Don't allow the mind to get pulled off by these things. Cut them off and rest the mind in that sense of oneness and stillness inside. And as the mind becomes still, within that stillness, we notice the gentle rhythm of the breath coming in and out. Just like the gentle lapping of the waves on the seashore. The mind slips away from the breath, we just bring it back. If it slips away a second time, we bring it back a second time. If it slips away 100 times, we bring it back 100 times. If it slips away 1,000,000 times, we bring it back 1,000,000 times. Don't concern yourself with worrying about where it is you feel the breath. It doesn't matter where it is, as long as it feels cool and peaceful. Each time we breathe in, we lift the mind onto the breath. Each time we breathe out, lift the mind onto the breath. As we continue, notice that the breath gradually becomes softer and more subtle. And as it becomes softer, we can leave the mind with the breath more easily. Very smooth, even. Okay, now approaching the end of the meditation, gently return your awareness away from the breath towards the feeling of the whole body. Making a more broad kind of awareness. Then just reflect on for a moment the difference between the mind now and when we started just a few minutes ago. Notice any of those qualities of peace and stillness that you've brought into your mind. How is that different now? How has it changed? Finally, we can dedicate the merits of our practice. May all beings be happy, may all beings be safe, may all beings rejoice in the merit that we've made through our practice. May all beings finally realize Nibbana. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, then we mindfully open our eyes, come out of meditation.